Amen. Well, we welcome you to the... Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we just bless your holy name. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you because you are our refuge and you are our strength. And on this Fill Me Up Friday, God, we ask that you would fill us up with your peace, with your love, with your joy, with your self-control, with your anointing, with your power, with your strength, God. We ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that your will be done in our lives on this day, God. What would you have us to do? Whatever it is, God, we are willing to do it your way, God. So we thank you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for this, the Master's Call, and we thank you for this telecommunication sanctuary. We thank you for this divine and appointed hour. We thank you for the co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you, God, for the mission that you gave them, Father, that they would begin this call, which every believer that dials in, their lives will be empowered, enriched, and enhanced as they begin their day. So, Father God, we thank you that the mission, that the mandate, and that the mission still goes forth mightily in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for Artists International and for the DSC Leon family. And we thank you, God, that you are doing great and new things in Artists International. We thank you for Artists Reload. We thank you for the Artists Empowerment Conference that is being put into position by the Kings of Artists and Artists International. We thank you for our guest speaker, Les Brown, who will come forth mightily, God. And I speak right now 500 plus in the room on March 27th, 28th, and 29th, God. We know that you can do it, Father, so we're believing you for it, Father. So elevate our faith and activate it so that we can see you show up in a mighty way, God. And so I also come right now lifting up all of those who are sick and shut into you, God. I pray right now that your anointing and your power and your presence will be with them, God. And I just thank you for this time and this day. And I ask that you would bless Minister Ada as she would come this morning, that you would increase in her as she decreases, that your word will go forth mightily in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we give you the glory. God, we give you the praise. God, we give you the honor, and we love you because you are amazing. And these things I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, TMC family, it has been an honor to greet each and every single one of you on this Lord, Fill Me Up Friday, and at this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to our hostess with the mostest, our Mississippi birthday queen, Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my sister. The floor is yours.
Well, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting of everyone on this call, as well as lifting us up before the Lord with that powerful, powerful prayer. And I love that tag, Fill Me Up, Lord, Friday. Oh, yes, yes. I know we can go into a singing mode with that. Fill Me Up, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, good morning, TMC family. It is Friday. Praise God. And I want to join Minister Tiffany in welcoming each and every one of you to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell, residing on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And we're thankful that you have joined us this morning. If this is your first time with us, we give you a special warm Kingdom's greeting. And we invite you to come back and join us each and every Monday through Friday on this telecommunications sanctuary. And we are here every morning, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Pacific in the morning. So we're thankful for this call, and we're going to tell you a little bit about us. We started in October 2010, and it was started by two anointed and appointed women of God. They are our co-founders. They are Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Our call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We stand firmly on our mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends to join us and assure them that this is a wonderful way to start their day. We do have a website for you to visit, and it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. You can always go back to the site and listen to our past messages, which are archived there. Today marks day 10 into the Lenten season, and if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, or you may have a word from the Lord to share, or you may want to send in your prayer requests or praise reports, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And today being Friday, we invite you to remain on the line to take your prayer requests and praise reports. And if you do have any submissions to send in, Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, who is our prayer general, will contact you. Now, tomorrow is our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts' day, where she'll be hosting the super fantastic Joy Retreat in Florida, which we know will be a blessing to so many. So to get more information, you can go to the Pecola, P-E-K-O-L-A, Roberts on Facebook and get more information there, detailed information. We're blessed to be a part of a phenomenal health and wellness company ordained by God and changing lives daily. That great company is Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. So to get more information about us with the wonderful products and opportunity, we're a family. We have so much fun with this business. So we offer you to get with the person that invited you to this call, or you can go to the morning motivational call, which is held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And it's hosted by our platinum president. We call her the godmother, Dorothy Cook, and a team of great leaders. That number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. 539-598-POUND. We are excited and anxiously waiting to attend our Artist Empowerment Conference being held in Houston, Texas. All right, yes, at the Houston Marriott West Chase. And, of course, that's March 27th through the 29th. Mark your calendars. Bring somebody. We found out yesterday our guest speaker will be Mr. Les Brown himself, who is also a part of our artist family. So we are definitely going to have a great family reunion. Special registration is $99. So go to the website today, and register. You don't want to miss it. We heard a lady spent over $800 to see Les Brown, and here we get in to have him for $99. That website is www.artistempowermentconference.com. That's www.artistempowermentconference.com. Now, if you desire to volunteer with our Sunday service, please send your request to the email that I mentioned earlier, and that's info@themasterscall.net. And send in your request. We would love to have you volunteer and help us have this Sunday service to be a blessing as unto the Lord. And we are definitely going to enjoy you serving with us. Now, TMC family, I know you are ready to hear a word from on high. This wonderful, wonderful woman of God is going to bring us this message this morning. Her name is Minister Ada Levette Grace. Minister Ada Grace is an humble servant of God. She resides in Brooklyn, New York with her husband, Doug. Ada is under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Galbraith at Clarendon Road Church in Brooklyn, New York. Minister Ada is a mother and grandmother who believes that she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. She co-founded a ministry, Women for the Cross, a ministry dedicated to helping women deal with their issues, their concerns, and how to serve the Lord. That's awesome. Minister Ada is a teacher of the Word of God. She wants to read the Word, study the Word, and meditate in the Word, and believe the Word, and then apply and live the Word. That's her calling. I'm sure it's every one of yours as well as mine. Praise God. I won't get stand in the way any longer. I'm going to introduce to some and present to others none other than Minister Ada Lavette Grace out of New York. Are you there, Minister Ada?
Good morning, Minister Brenda Terrell. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you so much for that gracious introduction. I want to thank you, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting the people of God and for that awesome tag. Fill me up, Lord, with your power. Thank you so much for that. And then, of course, I want to take this opportunity and thank Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for this opportunity. I never take it lightly when I come before the people of God. And, you know, as I was preparing to speak this morning, God had laid it on my heart earlier this week to speak to you today about courage. You know, this is the last day of the week of this month that we call Black History Month. And I just love the buffet of speakers that we've had this week that have blessed us. Just a review, on Monday, Minister Kai talked about spiritual maturity. And on Tuesday, Dr. Vanessa talked about the power of purpose. And then we had the awesome Pastor Chuck, a better mind. And then on yesterday, Dr. PK gave us a reminder of the great African-American women that we stand on their shoulders and gave us a preview of her super fantastic Joy Retreat. And reminded us that God never leaves us nor forsake us. If I was to title this message this morning, I would have to title it Courage to Be. And I want you to fill in the blank there. Courage to Be. When we think about people who have endured so much, the people, the Black American, the African American, in these United States, you think about they had to embody courage, the ability to deal with what they had to deal with. And also, when I was a little girl, I used to get spelling words on Monday, and we would have a spelling test on Friday. And I love that because that gave me time, and if I wasn't good in any other subjects, spelling was something I was good at. So for my message today, I want to share three spelling words, if you will, and their definitions. And I remember we had to write out the word, and then we had to write out the spelling, and then we had to use it in a sentence. And so that made me a great speller that I am today. So the first word that I want to define for you today, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, courage, the ability to conquer fear or despair. The other word that I would like for you to be mindful of today in its definition is trial. One of the definitions for the word trial is the action or process of trying or putting to the proof. And then the third word that I want you to be mindful of during today is persevere, to persist as in the undertaking in spite of difficulties. Wow. As I, like many of you, I try to learn about history, Black history, all throughout the year, and I have friends that are of the lighter hue, and I often say, you don't have to be Black to study Black history. It's a very rich, and you just discover so many different discoveries about people as it relates to science. George Washington Carver, before there was Oprah, there was Madam C.J. Walker. You think of people like Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass, and the list goes on and on. And I was at the library the other day, and I came across a book of a young lady that I had not heard of before. And she really reminded me of my teaching today on courage. I don't know if you all have ever heard of a lady by the name of Claudette Colvin. Well, I hadn't heard of her, and I'm just going to read you a small insert. I would truly recommend that you learn or Google her. Colvin is spelled C-O-L-V-I-N, and then Claudette is her first name. Let me introduce you to this courageous young woman. On March 2, 1955, a slim, bespeckled teenager refused to give up her seat to a white woman on a segregated bus in Montgomery, Alabama, shouting, "It's my constitutional right." As the police dragged her off to jail, Claudette Colvin decided she had had enough of the Jim Crow segregation laws that had angered and puzzled her since she was a young child. But instead of being celebrated, as Rosa Parks would be when she took the same stand 9 months later, Claudette found herself shunned by many of her classmates and even dismissed as an unfit role model by the black leaders of Montgomery. Undaunted, she put her life in danger a year later when she dared to challenge segregation yet again. And as one of the four plaintiffs in the landmark busing case, Browder versus Gale. That's a little known, we hear about the famous black Americans like Rosa Parks and Dr. King, of course, but I really challenge you to visit one of the best institutions in any community, and that's your local library. My text today is found in James, the first chapter, beginning with the first verse. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it, verse 2, pure joy, my brethren, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And then I'm going to skip on down to verse 12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. You know, as I have been experienced various different types of trials, and when I think about some of the trials that I have endured and some of you have endured or you know someone have endured, there are physical trials. There are trials where you are attacked in your body and you're physically struggling. There are emotional trials where in your emotions, you know, for some of us who have suffered depression or anxiety, there are financial trials, and these are when it seems like there's so much more month at the end of the money. You know what I'm talking about, when your money is strange and your money is funny. And then there is spiritual trials where you feel like your prayers are not making it past the ceiling. And I'm reminded when the very first time I ever studied the book of James, I had to keep reading it over and over again, because in my mind, I'm trying to wrap myself around that scripture that says, consider it pure joy. When? It didn't say if. You know, you have to read stuff to really pull things out and dissect that thing really good. It didn't say if you have trials. It says, whenever. That's already letting you know, dearly beloved brother, dearly beloved sister, you will go through some trials. And if you're not in a trial, you're going to go into a trial. And if you're not currently in a trial, you're coming out of one. But how we respond, it takes courage. It takes courage to respond with joy. And when I think about joy, I think of an inner peace, an inner confidence in God, not in my abilities, not in my understanding, but in God, that he is going to bring me through. And whatever it is that we go through, we grow through. And what does it say here? It says the reason why we have to go through these, so that perseverance must finish its work. There's a work that comes in us, and God is faithful not to leave us as we are. He allows us to go through to build our faith muscles. You know, when I work out and when I exercise, I sometimes realize that some muscles have been laying dormant that haven't been used, and I find myself being so sore. But if I keep going and keep working out, I realize I'm getting stronger. And that's in the natural, but just like in the spiritual, when you go through something, that's a test of your faith, of what you really believe. Oh, it's so easy. It's so easy to go into the house of the Lord. And when people ask you, how are you doing? Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. And oftentimes I like to second that and say, how are you really doing? What's really going on? There's many times when we put the Sunday best on and we put the smiles on and we pretend like everything is okay. And I've had sisters come to me and say, Aya, Sister Ada, when you say to me, how am I really doing, it really made me think, you know, that so many times we put this facade on as if everything is all right. Well, one of the reasons why Women for the Cross, the ministry that I co-founded with two sisters, was that we realized that we have our issues. We have our problems. We have these different challenges that go on in our lives, and yet we still have to choose to have the courage to do it God's way. So as I prepare to close today, I want to remind you of what courage means to be who you are. As a little child, I've always known that I was different. I was teased as a little girl because people used to tease me about how I spoke, or they teased me about my name, or they teased me about something. And I really didn't understand until many years later that I was different. You know, I looked different. I was raised with my siblings from when my mom married another man, but I looked more like my biological family, father, and so I looked very different from my younger siblings, and I always felt different. But I want each and every one of you to know on this line, it's okay to be different, okay? It's okay to be courageous enough to believe that you don't have to be satisfied with a just over broke position. That you, if you have chosen to be an entrepreneur, to be a business owner, study the lives of some of the people who have gone before you. I think about our very own, the artist co-founder, who was a bus driver before he started Artist International. And the courage that it takes to step away from a biweekly or a weekly check, that takes a lot of courage. And so just like with Vanessa, Dr. Vanessa, I like to close with a reminder of an acronym for courage. And I want you to write this down. The C in courage is for Christ-centered. Christ, Jesus Christ, is the ultimate courageous person who underwent bruising and such horrible brutality, who came down from heaven and became a replacement to the wrath that we deserve. He made the bridge between us sinners and God and put us back in right relationship. So the C is for when you're going through, remember what Christ went through for you. The O is for operating in wisdom. You know, as I'm reading the story of Ms. Claudette Colvin, I realize that you have to operate in wisdom when you're dealing with oppression or depression or whatever type of oppression that you're dealing with, that you must operate in wisdom. The U is for utilize your tools, prayer, meditation, getting quiet before the Lord. And the R encourages how you respond. How you respond to a trial says a lot about who you are and whose you are. The A in courage is acknowledge God. Proverbs 3, and 5 and 6 says, as acknowledge him in everything, and he will direct your path. The G in courage is for grace, the grace of God, glory to God. And the E is in expectation. You know, many of you have been hearing the TMC family pray for my mom, who had her leg amputated earlier this week because of an aggressive, deadly infection. And when I spoke to my mom the other day, my spirits were so lifted because she said, baby, I'm not going to have a self-pity party. I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. I'm still here. Glory to God. And as she takes on physical therapy and her prosthetic foot, I'm so encouraged. I'm calling them to encourage her, and she encourages me. So for those of you that no matter what trial that you are experiencing in your life right now, I want you to know that just like the book, the Brother James tells us so sweetly, consider it pure joy, so that perseverance can finish her work and you will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those that love him. I want to thank you for this opportunity to speak into your lives today. I will now turn the call back over to the host.
Praise God. Can you hear me, Minister Ada?
Yes, I can.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that profound word, courage to be. Courage to be. I know you, God has really anointed you to give us that profound word. Shortly, I will ask you to come back to close us out with the benediction after these few announcements. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you with praise and thanksgiving, and we honor you, Lord God. We say you are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are our Jehovah Nisi, our banner. You are our Jehovah Shalom, our God of peace. And we thank you, Father, for the peace that passes all understanding. We ask you, Lord, that you allow that peace to continue to be with Minister Ada, Lord God, as she goes through these trying times, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, for blessing her going out, blessing her coming in, blessing her surroundings, Lord God, her family. And we thank you, Father God, that you're healing her mother and that you're giving her that mind, Lord God, that is laid and stayed on you, Father God, that she's putting all her trust in you. And you told us in your word, Lord God, when we trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, in every way acknowledge you, you definitely will direct our path. And we thank you, Father, that our faith is not standing in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And, Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that those that are on this call, Lord God, that you strengthen them, that you keep them, that you pour into them, Lord God, more and more, Lord God, as they face this weekend, Father God. And whatever we face, Lord God, we know that you'll see us through, because you said, lo, I'm with you always until the end of time. I thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for strengthening them and keeping them. We thank you for this prayer call. We thank you, Father, for your anointing being on the Kings of Artists and Artists International as they bring forth this empowerment conference. We thank you for the anointing of the service, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing through the meetings, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing on everything that's pertaining to Artists International. We thank you for the anointing on Les Brown, Father God. We thank you. We glorify you and we honor you that everything is working together for the good of those that love you who are called according to your purpose. So we thank you, Father, again for Minister Ada, and we ask that you continue to pour into her your blessings, your peace, your joy like never before. And we will say, fill our cups, Lord God, and we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to go back and hear this message again. Courage to be. We thank you again, Minister Ada, for that message. That number, dear people, is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And please remain on the line to give in your praise reports, your prayer requests, right after we get the benediction. And our motivational call is coming right after that, and that's 530-881-3811.
1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Register today, today, today for that Artist Empowerment Conference for $99, okay? And that's artistempowermentconference.com. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for opening and sitting and greeting the people with a powerful prayer. Fill our cups, Lord. And we thank you, Minister Ada, for that awesome, powerful message this morning. Would you please come and close us with a benediction?
Thank you, Minister Brenda. Before I pray, I'm reminded in Deuteronomy 31:6, it says, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." Father God, we thank you for this time together. I pray for each and every family member on the call, no matter what various trials they may find themselves in or a loved one that is close to them, I pray that they would take courage in knowing that you are with them. So be with us today as we end this call and start our time of prayer. We love you, we bless you, we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And now, TMC family, I'm going to turn it over to our phenomenal woman of God, our co-founder from Prairie View, Texas, and that's none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Ada, for that phenomenal word. I tell you, that ministered to me this morning, courage to be. And challenging us to fill in the blank in our own individual lives. Thank you, woman of God, for that word. Thank you. Birthday girl, 60, looking like 39 and holding, not even hard. I tell you, Minister Brenda, we love you, we love you, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for hosting the call today. And all the way out on the West Coast, our songbird, Minister Tiffany, thank you so much for stepping in and greeting God's people this morning. I tell you, I'm always excited about Fridays. I'm excited that I see our co-founders on the line with us this morning, and I know she'll join in celebrating what God has done for us on this call. Since October 25th, 2010, we've been here faithfully, being a place, a platform, and a pillar of prayer. And each and every Friday, we take the time to ask you to hit star 6 and 1 and come in the queue and give us your prayer requests, give us your praise reports. We know that there's power in prayer. We know that God is able to do the exceeding abundantly above. So we give this time each and every Friday. If you have a prayer request, if you have a praise report, we are so excited to hear from Minister Ada. We had been lifting up Mother Jessie Broomfield and been praying for her. And, you know, we just thank God that through this, even this surgery, she has the peace of God and the joy to still be able to say she's still on this side of the Jordan and still celebrating God's faithfulness. So we'll continue to pray and lift up Mother Jessie, but and more so her daughter, Minister Ada, and give her the peace and know that the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue of God is being sent to her mother. If there are any prayer requests or praise reports at this time, hit star 6 and come into our queue. We also this morning are lifting up Dr. PK with her joy conference that is being held on tomorrow there in Florida. And we're just excited that God is just pushing her out into new things and stretching her and making her soar even more to be the more anointed eagle that she is. So we are, as her TNC family, lifting up her conference, Life After Loss, and just speaking the blessings of God on that conference from beginning to end. So at this time, we have in the queue 6702. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. This is Sister Brenda calling in. I heard
the call. You need to speak up. We can barely hear you.
Okay. Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. This is Sister Brenda calling from New York. How are you today?
Good morning. How can we help you this morning, Sister Brenda?
Well, I was calling for prayer. I need warfare intercessory prayer on my job. And I need prayers for healing a breach within the family and financial healing.
Okay, financial healing. And you said healing for a breach of the family relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
And spiritual and warfare prayers, intercessory prayers on my job.
Okay. All right, we've got you covered, and we thank you for calling in, woman of God.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too, sweetheart. All right, next we have, this looks like Oklahoma 2468. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Edith Bird. I want to thank God for you, and I thank God for the prayers of the righteous. You prayed for Ellen Warren back a couple of weeks or so ago, and she's made it through six of her treatments. She's in the process of taking chemotherapy treatments, and she made it through six so far, and we are just asking God to continue to strengthen her, and we want her to stay on the prayer list. I thank God for you and for our TMC family. God bless.
Amen. So continue to pray for Sister Ward with her chemo treatments.
Yes, ma'am.
Is she on the product at all, a product?
No, ma'am, she's not. And so far, she is in Mississippi. I'm in a totally different location. And so far, she's not.
Well, you know, Minister Brenda's in Mississippi, and we ship anywhere in the continental United States and abroad. So, you know, encourage her to get on the product. We want to do, and we're going to pray, but we want to make sure we do it all we can do. And then, no, God will do what we cannot do. So we definitely want to talk to her about the part. What part of Mississippi is she in?
Van Cleve.
You know where that is, Minister Brenda?
Yes. It's Minister Brenda.
That's right next door to me. I can walk to Van Cleve.
Minister Edith, may I encourage you, Minister Brenda, do you mind if we give your number to Minister Edith so you all can get together?
Yes, by all means. Van Cleve is right next door to me.
It really is.
So, Edith, are you ready to take down her number?
I'm ready.
Minister Brenda?
Yes, I'm sorry. 832-594-6288. That's 832-594-6288. And let me give you my home number, 228-215-2685. That's 228-215-2685.
I've got it.
Thank you.
Ask and we shall receive. That's even
yes,
better.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Minister Edith. And you also have a blessed weekend. All right, our anointed mouthpiece this morning had unmuted herself. Did you have a prayer request this morning, Minister Ada?
I have a praise report. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. And thank you so much. You know, I really toiled with what message to give today, and I could tell from the previous caller that that is the message that the Lord wanted me to share today. So the praise is just that. My mom is healed in her emotions and in her mindset. And so even though she's gone through some physical challenge, we're just praising God that she is so loved. You know, between family members, she is there resting comfortably. And like I said, already in physical therapy, already getting fitted for her prosthesis. And I'm just excited that she has the mind of Christ. You know, so thank you all so much, the TMC family, for praying for my mom as well as myself. I am going through some physical things in my body. I am continuing to take my products and believe God. So I just want to thank you all. And the other praise report is that God is certainly transitioning us. And Doug has agreed for us to attend the conference. So that's a praise report because I've been working on my husband,
Yeah, I was worried about that.
With the good Lord's help, we will be there for the conference this weekend. And I'm just excited for my husband to really be able to really seriously look at artists like not just as a customer is what we've mostly been, but to transition now from a business building partners in this. So that would be my prayer request, is that God will really open up his mind and heart for the gift that God has given us with this business, as well as our own event planning and media entertainment company. So that's a pray/prayer request. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
All right. Thank you, woman of God. We've got all of that. And now to our praise and worship director, who has been such a blessing at many of our previous conferences. And we've been just so excited that she'll be able to gather a choir praise team together in Houston, Minister Sharon Stowers. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, my TMC family. I just praise God also for that message, Minister. So thank you so much for allowing God to guide you and direct you on what to teach us on today. But my praise report is that this month we were able to celebrate my mom's 75th birthday, and we were able to surprise her, which is very hard, but to the point of being shocked, actually. So I thank God for her being in good health and us being able to enjoy her another year. And she loves our products. So be blessed, everybody. Have a blessed weekend.
Same to you. We celebrate with you, with celebrating your mom. Praise God. It's always so good to hear your voice, Minister Sharon. All right. You have a blessed weekend. And we're going to head to my friend. We traveled to the Bahamas together. Good morning, Miss Janice. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Thank you, Pastor V. Yes, this is Janice. And thank you again so much for this call and for this platform, I tell you. But I do have a praise report this morning. I would like to ask for prayer for my nephew, Caleb, who is dealing with a serious bout of eczema. He is on the products, and he's doing good, and I just pray that God will completely heal him, and mostly that God will deliver him from a situation that he's having to deal with on his campus. And I would also like to pray for my niece, his sister, who was recently engaged, that God will bless the engagement, the marriage, that his will be done in that situation. And
what's the sister's name?
My sister's name is Melanie, and that's who I'm really asking for prayer for. As she,
this is the bride-to-be, Melanie, or is that their sister?
Okay, the bride-to-be is Brittany, and that's my niece.
Okay, that's why I asked.
And my nephew is Caleb, who's dealing with a very serious situation on his campus. And my sister is Melanie, and those are her children. So it's just a trying time right now. And just pray that my sister will be able to trust God's hand and all that he's doing and that he will do. And then I have a prayer request for my son, who needs a job to take care of his daughter. So I have a lot of requests this morning, but I know that the TMC family will pray with me and stand with me in these.
All right. That's what we do. We certainly will. And it is always a pleasure when I see your name pop up on this board and the other board every morning. We praise God for you. And because I got all these down, pray for your son to get a job so he can take care of his daughter. What was your son's first name?
My son's name is Martin.
Martin, okay.
Uh-huh.
And what again did you say your sister's name was?
My sister is Melanie.
Mom Melanie. Oh.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much. It's so good to hear your voice.
Same here. All righty. Are there any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer to take care of daughter. And we always want to give the quality time because this is our day to always stop and hear from you. And for each and every one of you being a part of our TMC family, we don't take it lightly. And with so many of you all stay on the board like you have this morning. All righty, 6702, good morning.
Yes, this is Sister Brenda again. I was calling to find out about volunteering for the March 29th event at the Kings of Artists.
Okay, all you need to do is send us an email to info@themasterscall.net and let us know in what capacity you'd like to volunteer, to greet, to host, to be part of the praise team, whatever, you know, God leaves on your heart to do, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. And we also definitely want to add to the list to pray for this upcoming Kings of Artists and the Kings of Artists coming together because Dr. President Reggie asked us to make sure we brand it as the Artists, Kings of Artists, when we post all over Facebook and social media. We're excited that we want to cover the conference. We want to cover our keynote speaker, who would be Les Brown, as he comes to the our main speaker while we're there. And we thank God for that and just keep it covered from head to toe. Co-founder, you just unmuted yourself. Is there something you wanted to say before we go to prayer?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm stepping up to the plate and doing what I'm supposed to do as a co-founder and thanking all of you for praying for me as I had to get out of the loop of the call and as co-founder for these many months. And but I just want to thank, of course, Pastor B for all that she has done and is still doing with this call. And with you, I thank all of you for your messages and your word and for your time that you are volunteering to the Lord. I especially want to thank Minister Ader for her message of courage this morning. And I tell you, it was different from what I gave yesterday. God never said that or not. God never would put more on you than you can bear. Well, courage is one of those things he gives all of us to operate in. So thank you for that word today. Now, my praise report is I ask you to pray for my son and as he's transitioning from the military into civilian life. He will start to school, Pastor Vanessa, this next week, beginning in March, and he is going to school to figure out what he should do in this season of his life. And being that Uncle Sam will pay for that, that's what he's doing right now. They have a house there in Colorado. The snow, he told me yesterday, was just horrendous. And so I told him to just be careful and not be trying to get out there doing anything. But for him to say he was staying in the house, that is major for him. Okay, that's the praise report. My prayer, my other praise report is that the comfort that my retreat is really shaping up to look really good. Of course, you know I will have pictures of it on Facebook and everywhere else, so you just stay tuned for that. And for those of you who have been asking whether or not you would be able to call in and apologizing for not being able to attend this one, we will put the date out there for the next one. And so we are going to be doing this once a quarter, and then there are so many other things that we are going to be doing as well. So we are thankful for that. And finally, all of you who work really, really hard to get to the conference, you're going to have not an ambassador surprise this time. You're going to have a first lady surprise, and you're going to have to wait to see exactly what that is going to be. We talked about it yesterday. So First Lady Gloria Tate is whipping up something that is going to be absolutely sumptuous, and you're going to want to be a part of that. So plan your tickets to come back on late Sunday night or Monday so that you can participate and get to know the First Lady. She's an awesome, awesome woman, and I thank God for her. So with all of that being said, I would just like to say to you thank you for your prayers. Thank you for supporting us in this effort, Pastor Vanessa. And I will never, ever be able to thank you for helping us to complete the mission that God has given us during this season of our lives. Back to you, Pastor V, and thank you so much for what you do. I love you very much.
I love you more. Thank you, thank you. And it is always an honor to hear from our co-founder. And we got you covered in prayer this weekend, and we expect nothing but phenomenal praise reports of what God's going to continue to do through this eagle, our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Praise God. All right, we're going to go on and go to the Lord in prayer. We thank God for each and every one of you hanging on the line, as so many of you all have. We want to be sensitive to your time, but always give God his time. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you on this Fill Me Up, Lord, Friday. Oh, that is our prayer. That is our mantra, for you to fill us up with your spirit, for you to fill us up with your love, for you to fill us up with your wisdom, for you to fill us up with the heart of Christ, the mind of Christ, for you to fill us up with a hunger for your holiness, fill us up with a thirst for your word, fill us up to want to be your ministers in the marketplace, to go out and artist the world, to fill us up with a boldness that can only come from you. We thank you, Daddy God, for what you're doing. Thank you for these prayer requests. And as we petition, as you told us in Hebrews, that we can come boldly into the throne room of God and receive the mercy, the grace. We thank you for the instruction. We thank you for downloading your spirit into each and every one of us. We lift up our mouthpiece this morning. Bless her. Keep her strong in you. We thank you for Minister Ada. Lord, let her feel the love. Pour back in the virtue for all that she has poured out this morning. Thank you for that word you gave her that she so eloquently, so strategically poured into our hearts. We thank you for even her prayers that you continue to send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to her mother. We speak, Mother Broomfield, healed and whole in you. Father, we speak the peace of God, that Isaiah 26:3, the peace that surpasses all, even of her understanding and her daughter and the entire family. Let them feel your love, your power, your Jehovah Rapha spirit flowing in this situation. We already speak her rehabilitation process to be a miracle to all those around. We continue to lift up and pray for Minister Ada and Doug's business. We call it blessed. Father, we celebrate with you making a way for her to be in Houston. Father, I just thank you for all of our prayer warrior, our TMC family that will be there in full support and in full numbers to receive even the next impartation you have for us individually and for corporately as a company. Father, we thank you, and we continue to speak your favor, your anointing on the joy retreat. Continue to strengthen Dr. PK. Bless her. Keep her strong in you. Order her steps. We continue to call in those who you from the beginning of time have ordained to be at this retreat this weekend. We call them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We thank you for the entire program, that your presence will prevail, that your anointing will destroy the yokes, and that people's hearts and mind will be refreshed, rejuvenated, and renewed in you. And we just thank you in this season, as you've been ordering her steps, that her heart stays sensitive and obedient to walk out this new thing you continue to do in Dr. PK's life. And we cover her in prayer and celebrate your faithfulness through it all. We pray for Eddie. We thank you in this new season in his life for school, that you will give him answers for this juncture in his life, that he has not just good ideas but God ideas that we know you will sanction and bless. We speak blessings over his family. We speak the blessings of God over Devola and her family. And we just thank you that we call the Roberts family blessed in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank you, as Brenda's asked us, to pray for spiritual intervention on her job.
Father, we remember your word tells us in Isaiah 57:14 that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. You didn't tell us that the weapons wouldn't be formed, but you promised us that they would not prosper. And those that would raise conversation, those that would try to set plots and plans against her, you would openly put them to shame. We stand on your word for Brenda, that you intervene, that you have her there as a light in a dark place, as the wisdom in the midst of confusion. Use her. Father, let flesh die and faith of God arise. We pray for financial healings for her and her family. We pray for the restoration of the breach in family relationship. God, you're doing the spiritual overhaul. And we thank you that Brenda is used by you to be your mouthpiece with the message of love, your reconciler for what the enemy has tried to come in and separate, your peace in the midst of the enemy trying to throw in confusion. The blood of Jesus on the doorpost of her family's heart, of their home. And we thank you in advance for the praise report that shall come forth in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank you for Minister Edith as she continues to stand in the gap for her dear sister Warren. And we even thank you for the connecting of Minister Brenda with her there in Mississippi. Father Timo, cancer is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. And even with these treatments, Father, we know they can do so much, but we send your Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to every cell, every organ, every tissue, every muscle in Sister Warren's body. Trespassing cells, infirmity, we speak and put an axe to the root of your power. We cancel the assignment of death that would try to come against Sister Warren. We speak peace to her mind. Father, we thank you that we're going to do all we can do, and we know, Daddy God, you're going to do the exceedingly abundantly above what we could not do. Father, we lift up Minister Sharon. We thank you for allowing this time of celebration with her mother. We just thank you that the love of God, the peace of God is cloaking her mother. And Father, even though there are days where they feel solace about their father going home, her husband, I thank you that you're a keeper. I thank you that you're the peace, you're the calm, you're the comfort. And I just celebrate with Sharon, we all do, that joy is in her mother's heart, strength. You're flooding in her mind, her body. And we just celebrate life in the name of Jesus. And Father, with Sister Janice, we pray for Caleb with his situation on his campus. And we send the word of healing continuous to eczema. We thank you for his use of the products. And now, Father, your supernatural intervention in his life and his thinking, the blood hedge of protection around him. We pray for his sister, Brittany, who's been recently engaged. We pray for her mother's posture, Melanie, and that all things they do work together for those who love you and this family loves you, and they are the called and your purpose, your kingdom come, your will be done in their lives. We thank you for unity in their hearts and spirits. Now we pray for her son, Martin, to get a job so that he can provide for his daughter. Father, he can get a job so that he can get on his feet and accomplish his purpose and his destiny. Father, we thank you for the prayers of a mother, the righteous prayers. You said and you decree that they availeth much. So we thank you for peace in Janice's heart for her family, that you are intervening, that you are making the ways out of no way. You're doing that Isaiah 40, that fourth verse. You're making the crooked pathway straight and the rough places smooth. And we continue to lift up the kings of artists and the corporate offices. They're planning for this great event. We call it blessed March 27th through 29th. Father, at this Marriott Chase Hotel in West Chase in Houston, we already speak that everything will go together and work together, the audio equipment, the rooms, the temperature in the rooms, the people's parking, the traveling mercies, the financial provision. Father, we lift up all that will be working with the Sunday service and the
the mouthpiece will come with a message from on high from you. Father, we thank you that you're anointing all those who will volunteer to come with a spirit of love and to break forth in the heavenly so that your anointing goes forth. We lift up Minister Sharon as she's working on the praise and worship and always ushering in your presence like never before. We thank you for salvation of souls. We thank you for rededications of people's walk with you. We just cover this conference in the name of Jesus. We lift up the speaker on Saturday, Les Brown. Continue to be with him and his family, his body. Keep it strong, traveling mercies. Give him your mind. Father, he loves you. He trusts you with all of his heart. Continue to give him the accurate, anointed, appointed message to speak into the lives of those who will be attending there on March 28th. Now, we thank you for all the spoken requests, and we thank you for the unspoken prayer requests, just knowing that you're a God that is more than able. You're a God that as we lean and depend on you, you direct our path. Stir up that courage inside of us. Father, we thank you for that acronym of making sure we keep you Christ-centered in all we do, that you're at the root. Thank you for reminding us that we have to operate in wisdom, the Sophia wisdom of God. With every prayer request, God, thank you that we cooperate with the strategies that you give us and that you utilize those tools, that as we're praying now, we understand that prayer does change things, and we don't celebrate when we see it. We celebrate now because we know it's already done. Excuse me. We're not moved by what we see. We have unshakable, unmovable faith. We thank you that we are know how to respond to every fiery dart when we're dressed like we are with our shield of faith, where every thing that the enemy will try to hurl at us falls null and void to the ground. And God, we do acknowledge you in all of our ways, each and every petition that is before you. And we ask for your grace, the unmerited favor, with full expectation that you're going to do the exceedingly, abundantly above, more than we could ever ask or think. So thank you, Daddy God, for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. And we are excited about what we know you're going to do. And as we leave this call, never departing from your presence, our hearts are full with hope. Our hearts are full of trusting you and your word. Our hearts are full of an expectation and anticipation that you're going to work it out, and we're going to do our part and watch and celebrate as you do yours. So we thank you. We love you. We adore you. We praise your holy name. And by the blood of Jesus and the power in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that everything it is already done. Amen, amen, amen. Go out being full of the Lord today and have a blessed weekend. And we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. Enjoy this last day of Black History Month as we celebrate and walk into Women's History Month, giving God all the praise. Love you. Look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. Bye-bye.